I think I like that better than mansplaining. I like what do you it. Say?
Mansplaining was pretty good, but correctile dysfunction.
So it's easy to roll your eyes at a Zoom meeting. You're like, I'm sorry, Kristen, do you have something to say?
I can't tell you how many meetings I've been like hiding my phone, like texting. You're petting a bunny. The bunny's serene, not really going to make a lot of noise. You know, I think it has something to do with that, right?
More so than a cat?
Well, see, cats have attitude problems.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. It is Thursday. It is the first day of the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yes, and a perfect day for it, too.
There was a line. There was a huge line. I was seeing someone had posted the line around the corner to get into the fair. Do these people not have jobs?
I think a lot of people actually take off for the fair. I knew people, I rented from some people years ago, and they would take vacation and work the entire fair. And they loved it. They worked in the Cream Puff Pavilion, and both the daughters did it for decades, I think. And I think a lot of people, yeah, you know, have their traditions, and we're always the 10th in line, you know, for the opening of the fair, and it's just what they do.
Are you a fair person?
I am more of a, now because I'm old, I am more of a fair person than I am a Summerfest person.
Oh, what do you see the differences being that, why are you more attracted to the fair?
I think the food is better.
Okay.
And I think it's better priced. I think.
Fair. That's a fair.
You know, I love, like, it's not called the Dog Pavilion, but there is an entertainment area where they do like dock diving and stuff with dogs. I could stay there all day. And just watch. Look, there's Fluffy going again off the dock. And it's just the most joyful, happy place to be, and to watch the kids, and you know, the it's just a really big, warm, fuzzy thing.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. I like that recommendation. We went for like 2 days, I think we went last year, and it was great. The people watching is just sublime.
Absolutely.
As far as, and there's just so many different things to do. I think I can skip the rides this year.
Really?
Well, we tried to go to the rides last year, and we did a couple, but one, they weren't as fun as I feel like they were when you were a kid. But there was also the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh.
We were in line to go on the Tilt-A-Whirl, and we were basically next up. And the kid ahead of us had just thrown up all over himself. And it was like bright pink because I'm sure he ate too much cotton candy.
Oh.
And the guys who ran that ride just came out with the hose, sprayed down the little cage that you ride in. And I looked at it. I said, I don't really want to get dripped on. Like, I'm sure it's just water and they did a good job cleaning it, but let's go to a different ride. And so I think everything else, the animals, the food, the giant slide, I will partake, but the like Graviton or whatever that one is, I think I'm good.
Well, and I know that they've done this for years and that these are safe and that they're tested and all of those things. But I think if you really want thrills, that's why you go to Six Flags. That's why you go to some of the bigger theme parks, you know, that really ramp up that
adrenaline
factor.
Yeah.
And I'm at the age now where I can't go around in circles anymore, or I will be like that little boy. Too much spinning and around and around and around. No
thank you.
No thank you, not anymore.
All right, well, we are at the end of the show at 1:30. We have a special guest calling in, Adam Pollock.
I'm so excited.
A celebrity chef in the Milwaukee area. He was on Hell's Kitchen 2 years ago. Owns a couple different restaurants. He was a judge in the sport Porky's this year.
Right.
So we're going to play a game called Bop or Flop when it comes to Wisconsin State Fair food, since he is an actual professional chef. And so he'll give us his honest opinion of what's worth your time and what you can pass on.
I'm so anxious to talk to him because we got some sound from when he was on Hell's Kitchen. And he's very emotional. And just as I was downloading the sound this morning, I got all emotional watching him get all teared up over this dish. And that's just not something you expect from chefs.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Who can be such, they have pretty tough reputations and pretty fierce reputations.
We should ask him about The Bear too, that new hit show that Melissa was talking about earlier this week, as far as the new hit show with about being in a kitchen and stuff. So I'm going to add that to my list of things to ask him about.
Excellent.
But so that's at the end of the show around 1:30. But basically kind of the theme up until then is mental health. At 12:30 today, we're going to have Patrice O'Neill, who is a filmmaker and the director of Waking in Oak Creek, which was a documentary about the Sikh shooting, since it is 10 years tomorrow. She's done a lot of different films. She actually has another one that's coming out soon called Repairing the World, Stories from the Tree of Life, Repairing the World. And so clearly she's a filmmaker who makes stories about these hate crimes. And so I think, which I can't imagine what it's like to stomach hearing these stories again and again, and how you keep hope that...
Things will get better.
Things will get better.
Yeah, and how do you even start? I would be reluctant to approach some of these people because of the tragedy and the trauma that they've gone through.
Yeah. And let alone want to document them.
Exactly.
And yeah.
And I think that first ask and that first reach has got to be really difficult, although you would think in the long run that may help some of these people process a little bit more.
Yeah, you know? It'll be interesting to get her take on what it's like watching people heal after something as horrific as these mass shootings that happen that are completely hate crimes in places of worship. So I'm looking forward to getting to talk to her. And before then, though...
This guy had jumped out this morning.
Yeah, you caught this before I did. And, you know, this guy just loves to make a headline. We saw last week, was it last week, that Aaron Rodgers showed up to camp looking like Con Air and Nicolas Cage, and that caught a bunch of headlines. And then today, he's opened up about his spiritual journey, and he was on a podcast, Aubrey Marcus's podcast, and he revealed his past use of psychedelic drugs.
Right.
And he said that it not only helped him improve his mental health, but ultimately he thinks it led him to his best season of his NFL career.
I'm sure his trainers are going, what? Hello, is that a new regime that I haven't heard of before?
So he said, I will say I have never done ayahuasca. I have friends who have done ayahuasca. I have heard it is intense, to say the least.
And something that you don't want to do lightly.
You can't even do it alone. Like,
right,
you have to do
it
with a shaman.
Right, someone to guide you through this.
And it's everything I've ever heard from friends who have done it is like this doesn't sound totally unlike when he was talking about his Panchakarma cleanse and what he experienced in the purging and everything. Because when you do ayahuasca, you like...
get sick.
Yes, very sick. And you just hit a different level of consciousness. But I have heard similar testaments as what Aaron Rodgers said as far as how clearly you see the world coming off the other side of it. And so he said, to me, one of the core tenets of your mental health is self-love. That's what ayahuasca did for me, was help me see how to unconditionally love myself. It's only in that unconditional self-love that then I'm able to truly be able to unconditionally love others. And what better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that?
Okay, part of me embraces that. I can understand the logic of that. It is important. I think a lot of us have a lot of self-loathing.
Oh, yeah. Shame.
And shame.
Guilt.
And criticism and all those things. So I do think it is important to be able to forgive yourself and have some compassion when it comes to yourself. But then I worry that there still has to be some humility involved. And I think he might be missing that justice. Just a scooch. I don't know. I just think...
He gave him self-love, but not humility.
But you know what I'm saying? I think there needs to be a balance, and you can love yourself and all of that. But if you embrace that too far, then you're like, well, I'm perfect. You know, I'm kind of the best of the best, and gosh, I love myself.
Well, it's also hard to argue that if the fact that he thinks that that's what changed his game for 2020 and 2021, because he did play really well both those years, maybe this will be a new trend for the NFL players. But the better part, because I do want to move on when we come back from the next break, as far as this is a bigger movement, not necessarily ayahuasca, but the amount of studies, the amount of companies, the amount of attention that using psychedelics, specifically shrooms, maybe even ketamine, although I don't think ketamine is considered a psychedelic, to treat for depression,
right,
and treat for mental health. And so this is a serious,
absolutely,
as much as it's fun to poke fun at Aaron Rodgers and his quirkiness and his headline attention-getting behavior, it is a very serious topic that is getting a Netflix show as
right.
far as how the contributions that this can actually have for mental health. And so, but I will say he, just one more thing on the Aaron Rodgers thing. So this was a headline that says Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend, blue of the earth,
blue of earth,
who had to address rumors earlier this summer, reacts to the Packers' QB self-love journey via a psychedelic brew used in Amazonian tribes that causes hallucinations. And she basically said how he is forging the future with his honesty about psychedelics.
Oh, okay. Well, we're all on our own journey, right?
Blue of Earth. Do you think that's on her birth certificate?
Actually, that would not surprise me in the least.
Where do you think they met? You think they met at like Burning Man?
That would be perfect. Wouldn't it? And I bet he's completely in his element at Burning Man because you don't have to bathe for several days. I've met Aaron Rodgers once when he first started at the Packers. He is a gorgeous human being.
In person.
He really is. He's got fabulous eyes and he's just a hunk. But the last couple of years with the whole, I might be homeless, I might be rich. Look, I find
not for
that,
you.
I find that off-putting.
Not for you. All right, well, we're going to take a break quickly, and then we come back. We were going to talk about the movement of psychedelic drugs and what it can do for your mental health. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.